Good. And then just begin breathing a little more deeply, a little more softly, in and out, giving your breath maybe a count of six if you'd like. Inhaling, exhaling. And now bring your awareness to your heart center. You can touch your heart or place your hands or a finger on your heart if you'd like. Activating your heart center. And breathe into that. And as you do, bring to your awareness a feeling of gratitude that you are right here, right now. Keep your breath going beautifully and softly, and your heart focus and your gratitude focus. And know that in this special time that you have walked through these doors to be in the company of many who have gone before you and will come after. And you weave your energy, the energy of your heart, into the tapestry that we know as unity.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. My partner's heart is overwhelming with gratitude, joy. Thank you. He says, for months, he has been sequestered, this partner of mine, so that he could not come and speak in front of any live human being. He sits together with those today at a chapel in Unity Village. Next to it is that which is called the prayer tower, the center of compassion, kindness, benevolence, of those who will volunteer to be with those who are troubled and need prayer 24 hours a day. The land is blessed. You might say it's a portal selected in the past by those who could feel it. It has been stewarded all of these years by the soul of a woman named Myrtle, who did not reincarnate but instead stayed here. In the ways that so many can feel her consciousness, the shamanism that she had as a Lemurian woman, who awakened in the 1800s with the truth of the core of what should be taught to humanity. Not just a doctrine of love, but the core teaching of kindness and compassion. And that is where this meeting is being given. Yesterday we talked about her. Today I want to talk even a little more about the condition you find yourselves in. And what better place to have this conversation of love than in this village, where a family for 100 or more years has gathered together, where generations have come and gone of caring human beings who got to see the vision of Myrtle and saw that it was good. The message I give you today is a short one. This is a blessing of the day. And the blessing would say to you, all is not what it seems. If you've heard me in the past talk about the old energy that is a habit, is brought right into these virus times, unthinkingly, there is a responsibility to your multimedia and that which is social and that which you call your news. There is a responsibility, and they are not aware of it. They are literally responsible at this point in time because of the size and their influence for generations of those who can be helped or frightened. And if all you have is what they give, you're frightened. Let me say it again. They pull in from an old energy a habit of marketing. And the habit is this. They want you to watch what they have. And the only vehicle they have is to ask you to tune in and watch their commercials because they've got something more scary than the next guy. And so you might say it's a marketing of fear, and you'd be right. In an old energy, it worked, dear ones, because there wasn't a pandemic. And you got used to that which you used to call the news become entertainment. You got slowly, understandably used to them competing with each other as they fought for the first place. Who could give the worst news and capture that which you would have as your eyes? So you'd watch their commercials. This old energy has created a system which broadcasts fear, dysfunction, distrust. And they didn't really mean it that way. And if they really had thought it through, I will tell you, they would have understood that more human beings would rather have that which you call the news and also have that which is good and bad together presented and having the uplifting part as well there. But they don't. And you're not aware of it because it's subtle. When they present the numbers of infections and deaths and then move on to the next bad news, that's where you should stand up and yell, "Where are the lists of recovered? Where are the good news stories of the celebrations in the hospitals of the recovered? Where is the good news of the helpers and the healthcare workers who've gone through the disease and are back helping because they're immune? Where is all of that? Where are the stories that are uplifting even within the pandemic?" And they will say, "Well, they don't sell anything." Well, they do. And this is what they don't understand. And there will be one, perhaps, who starts and says, "I wonder if we gave the whole story, if we'd get more viewers." And the answer is, oh yes. People want to go to sleep at night and feel good about something. And there's always something that is beautiful and uplifting, even in the midst of the sorrow. And we're not talking about interviewing the relatives who've had their seniors pass. That's not uplifting. We're talking about looking into the stories that have come out of this pandemic, which are beautiful, rewarding, and uplifting. And they are there. And so again, we say it is an opportunity for something to come through that never came through before and wouldn't come through, a full change in how media is presented to you, especially that which you call the news. It is only simply simmering right now as those are talking about it, as the criticisms of what they're doing to the planet are starting to heap upon them to the degree where there will be those who say, "We're not watching you ever again until you change. And we're not going to watch your sponsors either. And we're going to tell them that. Until you give us the real story and all of it, we're not interested." Tens of thousands, if not hundreds, are starting to turn off the news. And they're going then to that which you call your internet, where they have a choice of the stories to read or not. Instead of having that presented to them that was been manipulated in fear, they get a chance then to read only the things that they choose. This is the free choice of humanity, and it's beginning, even in this country right now. A backlash, expect it, against all of them. A finger pointing that says, "You should have helped us instead of frightened us. As bad as it is, you made it worse. Unconscionable. You probably took more lives through suicide than even the virus may have taken. It was hard to watch, and you gave us nothing that was redeeming." Can you see, dear ones, how this pandemic might then change the consciousness of an enormous industry? how you get the news, what they say, as they start to study something they didn't expect, a change of consciousness that starts to want to see kindness on the news, a change of consciousness that wants to see compelling, uplifting things as a balance to those things which are always, always negative. There'll always be enough negative things to show, and they're starting to realize what they're missing. Watch for it. If not one, two, but watch for it. You'll see start of a change in how they present, and maybe even a new kind of channel. There's already something called good news channels, but this will not be that. It will simply be renamed and restructured to include perhaps that which warms the hearts of those who listen, in addition to that which they already are all reporting. They will then compete for the best news on the planet. You think that is a joke, perhaps, as you listen to this, or it'll never happen. It is in the field. It is starting already to happen. It makes sense. This is what I wanted to tell you in this blessing, in the opening of this meeting. That things are not always as they seem. You are being told that your economy is in shambles. It isn't. You're being told that not since the Depression have these numbers ever been the way they are. That's correct, but that was manufactured by having you stay home. Your factories were not bombed. The infrastructure is still there. If you don't believe it, I will tell you, the economy of the planet is a bit like a racehorse that is willing now to race when it hasn't been able to run for months. Not all countries are the same because their systems are very different. But this one, I'll give you some proof. Before you had the second wave, what did you see? When you thought you were coming out of it before the second wave, what did the stock market do? What was the performance? Now, the stock market in your country does not necessarily reflect what is, but what it wants to be. So it is a measure of intelligent hope, and it was starting to race forward. You were starting to see the factories come back, so products will go back on the shelves. You're starting to see them call back those who had no jobs. That's the infrastructure that is still there. There is a pruning going on, a pruning that says we're going to get rid of certain stores that never worked. We're going to change this that never worked and come out stronger and purer than we were before. Rather than economy in shambles, when this is over, I want you to watch and remember these words, a recovery that almost nobody predicted. And it's going to be an exciting one. When you're free again to do what you always did. Only when you do it now, you'll have a different idea. That idea of what it's like to do something you didn't realize was so good. To be with people that you didn't realize is so good. A change of attitude. This planet needed this, dear ones. And so it is.